The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The West Live. Making news.
Joining me now in the studio is Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day to you too.
I had to think about that.
Do you know what? I can tell you're obsessed.
It's my Friday.
You're obsessed with Daniel Ricciardo, aren't you? We haven't talked about this. We haven't talked about this on the show so far this week.
Oh, but we talked about it when you were away. Team last week.
Yeah, because
yes.
I saw on social media you did your little digital thing
hung upside down
with you guys. Looked very chummy.
It was so much fun. Well, we're both from Italian backgrounds. His parents half Sicilian, half Calabrian. My family's from Sicily, so you know, there's a few similarities there. He obviously drives a lot better than I do.
Although, to be fair, you have to do your driving at like 2 o'clock in the morning on the way to work.
Yeah,
his driving.
That's why they get me to do that shift, because there's no one on the road. Except you do see, as the months get warmer, I see some crazy stuff on the way to work, and it's only a very short trip. Yeah. But lots of people up and about walking and jogging like at ridiculous times of the morning.
Maybe they're like night shift workers or
three
something.
In the morning. Like, you couldn't pay me to jog at that time. There was only that one time when I ran out of fuel halfway around the lake and then had to run back to the servo and then run to my car and dash into work.
I don't think that's ever happened to Daniel Ricciardo at Monza.
No, I don't think so. Well, he's got a team. I didn't have a team. I didn't have a team helping me out.
Is he hanging around town?
Yeah, and then competing in the Singapore Grand Prix.
Oh, nice.
So, and then obviously limbo as to whether he'll have a seat next year after McLaren terminated the contract. So he may sit it out for a year and then hope to score a seat in 2024.
That's tough. Anyway, but I hope he's enjoying his time in
Perth. It looks like he's enjoying it.
And now one of my favourite phrases is, she'll be apples, mate. and she'll be apples all over the road after rollover today.
I know. I had to resist the urge on Sunrise this morning of making any apple jokes or anything, because the truck driver's in a serious...
Oh, no.
But stable. So what's happened is this truck has rolled on the Kwinana Freeway at Bertram, losing its load of apples. It's just like, all you could see were apples. I looked at the vision this morning, I was like, what are they? Apples.
Yep. Do we know what sort
Everywhere.
Of apples?
They looked red to me. They're red
really
apples,
rule
but
it out.
Well, they're red delicious.
Red delicious, okay.
Oh, how many different types of apples can you name?
So there are Bravo, Royal Gala. Pink Lady. So these ones,
they look very red.
They
look like a red delicious.
Yeah, they do. Royal Galas.
Maybe do you reckon they're Royal Gala?
Royal Galas. It's quite a deep red, but not quite Bravo.
Do we have red delicious here? I'm just wondering if that's like an East Coast thing that I've
I don't even know if that
up.
Is an apple.
Yeah, it is an apple. As a kid, I had red delicious, but
I
don't
golden
think we have
delicious.
Them here.
Do you remember golden delicious?
They're those apples that are like...
Sort of yellow?
Why would you bother? They're
sort of
those apples.
Soft.
My mum used to put
they're
those in my lunch.
Comeback.
Why do I want those?
I know, they were horrible.
They're horrible.
You can buy them.
I want a real crunch. I want the...
You can buy a golden delicious at Herdsman Fresh Market.
Ching, everyone.
So there you go.
How much are they today?
Oh, they're not that cheap. I think they're like $9.99 a kilo or something like that.
Speaking of which, Herdies have some great stuff, don't they?
They do.
Like, but you get four items and it's like
you pay for
$79.92.
You pay for
and it's like, whoa.
Do you have a favourite apple?
I like the red delicious ones, which obviously I'm... Not getting
here.
You
can't even get here. Bravo.
No,
I love the Bravo.
The thing about the Red Delicious is they have this... They have a sweet flavouring, but they have a full body. I would think
they got some acidity to it as well.
I don't know. There's something to it, but maybe it's harking back to childhood memories of having.
You taste them now;
lunchbox.
They're probably gross.
Are you looking up Red Delicious, Mel? Can you show Ben just so he can compare the Red Delicious to the apples that are strewn
going
all
on
over
today?
The freeway?
You know, we invented the Bravo apple here in Western Australia.
So nice.
We might
amazing.
Have even invented the Pink Lady. Oh yeah.
The Red Delicious is like your quintessential apple.
Do you know what? I think we call that a Royal Gala here.
But they taste different. I've had Royal Galas, The Red Delicious has a different taste.
Here's an apple that I used to eat a lot as a kid.
How
so
have
much,
we transitioned
so much,
from a bloke who's in a serious
and we hope that guy
condition.
Is okay.
We
hope
do.
The truck
we
driver
hope he's
is okay.
Okay.
But
meanwhile,
we are talking
please enjoy our
some
review
more apple
of different
content.
Apples.
Here's an apple that I used to eat a lot as a kid that I don't at all. I haven't had one of these apples for a long time. Mm. Granny Smith.
Oh, yeah, Granny Smith, the green ones.
So you're making... Granny Smiths every now and then.
Yeah, and Granny Smith are the ones you stew.
Yeah, they're good for pies and things like that. Great for baking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't remember the last time I ate a Granny Smith.
Yeah, neither can I, actually. They're quite, they're very acidic.
Yeah, I do. I used to love them, but I might get onto a Granny Smith.
Do you know what? I haven't had enough apples in my life recently. That's what this
they
discussion
are good. A good apple. A good apple is delicious. It keeps the doctor
it's
away.
It's red delicious even.
Yeah, we're going to find out. Maybe we're talking to the Royal Australian College of GPs a bit later on about the GP crisis. Maybe
apple
last
a day
maybe.
Keeps the doctor away.
Is any probably not. We've got serious things to talk about. And now let's talk about talking about serious things. Let's talk about this Optus hacking incident that happened last week. We talked about it on the show. I wasn't here, but my fill-in host, Tim Clark, discussed it. Nearly 10 million customers had their personal data stolen in the breach. We're talking Medicare numbers. We're talking passport details, driver's license numbers. So really, really quite extraordinary. One of the worst examples of a data breach in Australian history. The way Optus handled it wasn't that amazing. Then it took a new twist this week when the hacker came out and said, you know what, you give me another $1 million, just like Dr. Evil, $1 million. Or I'm going to release some information, 10,000 personal records a day for 7 days. But then the FBI and the Federal Police of Australia got involved. And look, it's fair to say the hacker has changed his tune.
Yes. So now the hackers claiming to be responsible for this breach have scrapped their ransom demand and they say they have deleted the almost 10 million customer records that they got from the telco's website. So they've actually released a message. There's a lot of typos in here, but I'll try to read it for you. It says, too many eyes. We will not sell data to anyone. Personally deleted data from drive. Only copy. Sorry to, and it's TOO, 10,200 Australians whose data was leaked. Deepest apology to Optus for this. Hope all goes well. Optus, if you're reading, we would have reported exploit if you had method to contact. Ransom not paid, but we don't care anymore. Was mistake to publish data in first place. It just goes to show, you know, how many times do you get these fraudulent emails that have terrible spelling?
Yeah, yeah.
Are hackers just bad spellers? Is this like, can we deduce who is potentially going to be a hacker by the bad spelling? It's interesting. I mean, this is a terrible situation. I know there's state governments around the country now who are going to be swapping license numbers for people at Optus's cost. It's interesting that the federal government said it had warned Optus to tighten its cybersecurity. And Optus sort of classed it as a sophisticated hack. And then you've got the government and experts in the field saying, no, actually, what it's equivalent to is Optus left the window open and someone put their hand in and got an incredible amount of data.
Yeah, well, and looking at this hacker now, assuming that this is the actual hacker, doesn't really strike me as a very sophisticated character.
No, not if
you know
that
what I mean. Like it sounds like he's almost accidentally hacked into Optus and then tried to make some money out of it, realized that wasn't going to work, and so then has now apologized. I wonder if that's going to work.
How many other companies do you think are looking into their cybersecurity this week?
Anyone with half a brain, I think, will be looking at it today because you'd be concerned. There's going to be more and more of this happening. It's just the reality of the world we live in these days. Another reality is increased fuel prices because the fuel excise that the Morrison government brought in to try and curb cost of living pressures will expire tomorrow.
Yep.
And we're already seeing petrol companies hike the prices.
Yes. So we've seen Caltex Woolworths hike the prices in Perth by more than 20 cents a litre. Coles Express by up to 44 cents a litre.
Bloody
jump.
Rotters.
On yesterday. So the average across Perth has jumped almost 10 cents on yesterday. Fuel Watch is saying, look, these retailers aren't taking advantage of the excise cut ending tonight. It's just all part of the cycle. They're talking, though, that we could get over the $2 mark at some stage in October at the next high point. The prices, for some reason, seem to be a lot more expensive over East at the moment than they are here.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there, but it's going to be interesting to see, right?
They're around $1.90
over there. So if prices do hit around $2 next month, like it's going to be around the same time that the Federal Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, hands down his first budget, and there'll be so much pressure on the government to deal with some of this cost of living stuff because you've got rate rises, petrol price increases, rental crisis, all of this stuff, and not to mention fruit and vegetables and things like that. much putting pressure on household incomes at the moment. And we'll wait and see if the government's going to do anything about it.
$15 extra by that. So let's say you fill up your car once a week, $15 a week, like over the course of a year, you're talking like more than $700.
Is it even cheaper if you could catch the train or bus into work a day? Would that even be cheaper? I don't know if you would say $15.
Well, $15 is the increase. Increase. But the problem in Perth is, you can't get a train to work. No. I can't get a train to work.
Exactly.
So,
we're going on those e-scooters, one of those deadly e-scooters. No, I don't think so. We'll have to wait and see. Certainly be looking at the petrol prices around town very closely to see if there's some price gouging going on. I wouldn't hold my breath to say there's not going to be. Maddie, thanks for joining us in the studio today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
We'll do.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.